This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In an industrial town near the front line of the Ukraine conflict, detainees from both sides began returning home on Sunday in an all-for-all prisoner swap agreed between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That agreement has seen dozens exchanged from both sides and is likely to be hailed by Zelensky, who won a landslide election victory in April, as proof that he is making good on his promise to bring captured Ukrainians home. Kiev's forces have been battling separatists in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine since 2014, in a conflict that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. Sporadic fighting continues despite a ceasefire.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony has left around 10 people dead and more than several dozen wounded. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Survivors helped victims of the rocket attack as rescue workers evacuated the wounded to ambulances, taking them to hospitals in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. Witnesses say the rocket struck near a viewing stand at a military graduation ceremony for southern separatist militia cadets. Yemen's southern separatists targeted in Sunday's attack have been fighting the Houthis alongside other forces loyal to President Hadi. The separatists, who are seeking independence from southern Yemen, clashed with other forces loyal to Hadi in Aden this past summer. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. A new Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try and seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. New York authorities say five people were stabbed late Saturday night in Monsey, New York. The incident took place at a rabbi's home during the celebration of the seventh night of Hanukkah. New York police say the assailant fled in a vehicle. Police Chief Brad Weidel says they caught the suspect after putting his license plate number into a system called an LPR.
We're very fortunate that NYPD was all over this right away. And by putting that plate into the LPR system, we got hits as the vehicle went into the city. And we were fortunate to have an apprehension occur down in the 32nd precinct.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he considers this an act of domestic terrorism.
This is an intolerant time in this country. We see anger. We see hatred exploding. It is an American cancer in the body politic.
This is the latest and most violent in a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the greater New York City area in the last few days. North Korea is holding a key meeting ahead of a self-imposed year-end deadline for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The high-profile political conference comes as the U.S. and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien still await what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift.
Chairman Un is said that there would be something over Christmas. I think the president has engaged in personal diplomacy at a very high level with him over the years, and they have a good relationship personally. So perhaps he's reconsidered that.
Some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. O'Brien appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Voters are casting their ballots in Guinea-Bissau on Sunday. Two former prime ministers are vying for the presidency in a runoff election after the incumbent failed to reach a second round in voting in the West African country. And Somali officials say at least 16 of the most severely wounded people from Saturday's truck bomb attack in Mogadishu, the Somalian capital, have been airlifted to Turkey for treatment. Saturday's truck bombing killed at least 90 people and left 125 other people wounded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.